The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Good evening, everyone. Live from Centralia High School as the Panthers hosting the Lynn Bulldogs. And on the girls' side, well, this is a ranked versus ranked matchup from two different classes. As the Bulldogs are in Class 1A B2, they are 2-1 in TBL play, 4-2 on the regular season. As for Centralia, they are ranked 6th in Class 1A D1 as of the newest rankings according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, which was released all the way back on the 25th of December. So we're waiting for new rankings to come out this upcoming Tuesday. But Panthers are 3-0. They are 5-1 on the regular season. And we'll take a look at the standings here in just a little bit. As for Lynn, they had their four-game winning streak snapped on Tuesday versus Hanover. As of right now, the Bulldogs are averaging 49.3 points per game while allowing 40 points per game on the season. As for the Panthers, they are the highest-ranked one-loss team in the entire state, currently on a five-game winning streak after losing their season opener at Nemaha Central. Their average margin of victory was, as of right now, is at 23.6 during their winning streak. And on the regular season, they are averaging 48 points per game while allowing 31.6. Let's go and take a look at those standings in TVL play. Hanover 4-0, they're in first place, and 6-0 in the regular season. As for Clifton Clyde and Frankfort, they're a half game back, along with Centralia at 3-0 in league play. As for Clifton Clyde and Frankfort, they are 7-0 on the regular season. Donovan West is a full game back of Hanover at 3-1 in fifth place, 4-2 overall. Lynn is in solo sixth place, they are 2-1 and 4-2. Axel is in solo seventh at 2-2 and 4-2, two games back of first place. Valley Heights and Troy are 2.5 games back at 1-2. 3-3 is Valley Heights, and 2-4 is Troy. Washington County, Onega, Wetmore, and Blue Valley are all winless as of right now. Washington County is 0-2, Onega 0-3, Wetmore is 0-4, and Blue Valley is 0-5. And taking a look at those rankings that I mentioned earlier, Clifton Clyde is ranked number 4 in Class 1AD1, Centralia is 6, Frankfort is 8. In 1AD2, Hanover is number 1, and Lynn coming in at number 10. Now take a look at your starting lineups for tonight's contest, Centralia and Lynn. First, for the visiting Bulldogs, number 0, a sophomore, Marcella Huerta. Number 3, a senior, Sophia Box. Number 4, a senior, Megan Beyer. Number 10, a sophomore, Megan Wirtz. And number 32, a senior, Claire Fikeman. And for Centralia, starting for the Panthers, number 5, a senior, Lena Haverkamp. Number 10, a senior, Jane Wells. Number 11, a sophomore, Tatum Kramer. And number 15, Owen Deniers. She's a sophomore. And number 23, a freshman, Laura Thompson. A very important game here in the TBL play early on in the 2023 portion of the schedule. And we'll have it coming up next. We'll take a break. We'll have our national anthem. Be back here in a few minutes with tip-off here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Lynn is in the roadblock, Centralia in the home whites, and we are underway from Centralia between Lynn and Centralia as the Bulldogs win the tip. Huerta gives it up, and we are underway. Here is Beichmann, the senior, far side wing. Beyer has it in the top of the key for Sophia Boss. Now the near side wing. Morgan Wirtz, a sophomore, bounce pass far side. Beyer, a senior. And Huerta, the sophomore, stops 15 feet out, gives it to the near side wing, defended by Owen Dieters of Centralia. Man-to-man defense to start out for the Panthers. Good rotation. 16-footer off balance, falls out. Offensive rebound by Huerta, and she lays it in. Marcela Huerta of Lynn gets the first points, and we're underway. She's averaging 9.8 points per game, 8.7 rebounds per game. Team's leading rebounder. And here on the other end, Owen Dieters able to lay it in on a drive and score. And Owen Dieters, leading scorer for Centralia, she averages 19.3 points per game, 7.7 rebounds per game, 4.3 assists and steals per game. Have an awkward dribble going to her left and dribbling and driving and scoring is Claire Beichmann. Started at the high post, took two dribbles, including kind of an awkward one, almost looked like a double dribble, but she laid it in. Dieters looks inside, she'll put it inside to Cora Thompson, the freshman. Dieters gets it back underneath the basket, in trouble, kicks it out to the near side corner for Jaden Wells. 15-footer, pull-up, no good off the left side of the rim for Kramer. Long rebound, saved by Lynn, and Huerta's got it. It's loose on the floor now, and she lost it. And Huerta actually picks it up on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Centralia. 4-2, favor of the Bulldogs early. So Centralia, perfect 3-0 in league play, 5-1 overall. Their only loss in the regular season opener against Nemaha Central, a 3A school, where they fell 54-37. Meanwhile, Lynn trying to not let this Tuesday's loss become a losing streak. They lost to number one team in the state in Hanover. Driving to the right, being stopped is Kramer in trouble. Double team, bounce pass, gets to the near side corner for Wells. Takes it to the top of the key. He goes into the backcourt as Aberkamp couldn't field it, so it'll be over and back. Turnover to the Bulldogs. They have a sluggish start for Centralia. Mentioned their average margin of victory during their winning streak is 23.6. They have just been dominating in the past month and a half or so. Nice lob inside to Huerta as she's fouled. Beautiful entry from Sophia Bott, the senior. Bott averaging 4 assists per game, and she's also leading the score, averaging 13.5 points per game. So Huerta to the free throw line. First one on the way. That one off the left side, no good. Second leading scorer for Lynn is Claire Beichmann, averaging 10.4 points per game and 7.2 rebounds per game. Second free throw on the way and good. 5-2 Lynn up early. Bringing it up for Centralia is Haverkamp. Dieters drives from the far side corner to the middle, shot up. That one off the glass, rolling around and in. Dieters off to a fast start. Something she does so well. Bounce pass to the near side wing for Bott. She'll try to dump it inside. Nice pass. Shot up good. Off the glass for Beichmann. Beichmann now has 4. And 7-4 Lynn. Nice spin move. Bringing it up. And Haverkamp kick out. 3 ball on the way from the near side corner. Missing everything, though. Rebound by Kramer on the far side corner. He'll cut to the middle. Give it to the near side wing. Wells. Trying to pass it inside to Kramer, and she couldn't handle the pass. And trying to save it, could not. Bulldogs get the ball. A little bit of pressure applied in the front court. The Here's a handoff. Morgan Works setting up the play, the sophomore. Tried to pass it, but it got stolen away by Kramer right off of her hand. One-on-one, and layup no good. Ball tips out of bounds. It'll go to Lynch. A missed opportunity for the Panthers there. Get a one-on-one fast break opportunity. 4:55 left to go opening quarter. 7-4 Lynn leading Centralia. Once again, it'll be Wirtz bringing it up. Hit it by Kramer. Crossing back and forth. And now a double dribble. Good defense trying to find Beyer. But it was Haberkamp that stepped in the way. Didn't let her pass it. And she took that extra step, so it'll be Centralia basketball. Good amount of scoring so far in the first half of this first quarter. Peters brings up this time. She'll cross over to her left, try to drive, kick it out. Three ball on the way. Far side corner. Haberkamp, no good. Long rebound, though. Near side block for Kramer. Pass it back to Deere. She'll try a three. That one a little bit too strong. Rebound for Huerta for Lynn. She'll outlet it. So Kelsey Mueller is in the game for the first time. Bod catch in the paint, tries to kick it out to Mueller, but she can't field the pass. It's going to be out of bounds. Centralia is going to get it right back. The scoring is halted for the past few possessions for both teams after a fast offensive start. 4 points apiece for Owen Dieters of Centralia, Claire Beichman of Lynn. Also 3 points for Marcela Huerta. Dieters bringing it up, goes to her right. Defended by Beyer. Looking to drive, but she's stuck. Now crosses back over, pulls up off the dribble. That one's blocked. Good defense by Beichman. Rebound Lynn. They got numbers, 3-on-2, Beichman catch, can't get a shot to go off the glass. Huerta and Haberkamp are tied up. Jump ball, it'll stay with Lynn. Ellis Thalman, the senior for Lynn, will check in. Lob it to Huerta, open in the middle of the paint, and she scores. Got a four-footer for Huerta, where she made her first one from. She has 5, it's now 9-4 Lynn. What a start for the Bulldogs. Far side catch for Haberkamp. Cross-court pass to the near side for Wells. Wells hands it off to Dieters. Drives from the near side wing. Kicking to the far side corner. Driving middle is Haberkamp. Shot up off the glass is good. Excuse me, throw baseline. It came back to the middle. She has her first basket. It's 9-6. Timeout called for Coach Kuhlman. Trevor Kuhlman, the fourth-year head coach for the Bulldogs. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll step aside for just 30 seconds, though. 3:34 left to go first quarter. It's Lynn 9, Centralia 6. Here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College, here at 92.1 KMVA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
KMZA.
Early lead, 9-6 for Lynn, winning at Centralia. Both these two teams have just one game after tonight before the TBL tournament next Saturday. Centralia on next Tuesday will play at Donovan West, and Lynn will host St. Xavier, or St. Xavier. Depending on who you ask. Lynn with the ball out of the break, high post catch. Thalman, she'll kick it out. Far side corner, driving baseline is Beyer. Shot up, off the glass is good. Megan Beyer with her first basket of the day. It's now 11-6. Peters catch, trying to work quickly. That's the near side wing. This is Tori Kuckelman in the game after the break. Peters thought about a long three, instead she dribbles it to her right. The short corner, lob into the post. Shot up, off the glass is rejected out of there by Huerta. It was Thompson trying to put the shot up, and now an outlet pass is going to be stolen away. Good hustle by Haberkamp. Now going back the other way. Dieters drives to her left. Kick out. Far side corner for Haberkamp for 3. Left that a little bit short. Rebound for Huerta. Mentioned the team's leading rebounder for Lynn. She has a couple offensive rebounds as shedding Thompson off. Cross-court pass up ahead. Full-court pass up ahead to Thalman. Here's a lob pass to Huerta. Shot up no good. Gets her own miss. Second try. Good and one. Huerta has the length inside. Centralia has got to get a body on her if they want to prevent shots like that from happening. Chance to finish off this old-fashioned three-point play right here. Free throw on the way. And that one's no good. So she's 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Rebound Centralia goes to the hands of the freshman Cora Thompson. Haverkamp, near side corner for Kuckelman. She'll dribble to her left towards the middle. Cutting in the paint is Thompson. Can't handle the pass, and it's taken away. Byer with the steal. Back the other way for Lynn. Almost double dribbled it. Gets to Bott near side wing. Bounce pass, high post. Kick far side wing. Wide open. Three-pointer on the way. That one's short by Moeller. And that one has to be saved as it was tipped by Thompson, but she does save it. Beaters, and they'll look to push it. Beaters, the sophomore behind the back, moves and just stops. Bounce pass wide open in the lane. Shut up off the glass. No good on the open layup attempt from Wells. Trying to get her own miss. It squirts out of bounds, and it'll go to Lynn. So another missed opportunity for Centralia with a basket down low that they can't capitalize on. Very out of character start for Centralia so far. Thompson will take a seat for the moment with Tatum Kramer checking back in, the sophomore for the Panthers. 1:51 left to go, opening quarter. Lynn 13, Centralia 6 here in Centralia. The league tournament and league champs in 2022 trying to defend their title. But trailing by 7. Here's a pass inside for Thelman. It's stolen away. Off her hand, Dieters springs up herself. Pass to cutting Haverkamp in the lane, and she scored it on the far side block. Haverkamp now has 4. Her and Dieters have 4 apiece. It's now 13-8. Byer asking for help as she's in trouble. Good defense by Haverkamp. Looking down low. Posting up is Bikeman. Can't get open. Said she kicks it out for a 3. That one left a little bit too strong by Fott. Rebound by Dieters. From beyond the 3-point line, she'll bring it up. Behind the back move from the sophomore in the lane. She fouled and 1. Or are they going to say it was on the floor? Two officials will converge. They're going to say no shot on the floor. In college, that's for sure an and 1. As that foul is foul number 2. First personal charged to Kelsey Moeller. Inbound is to Thompson. She dribbles, puts up the shot, no good from 8 feet out, and a rebound by Moeller. And she's in trouble, and she traveled. Dieters applying the pressure. Doesn't allow her to get up the court. 52.8 seconds left. Centralia trying to get something going offensively. Beaters to inbound in a stacked formation. Pretty loose, though. They all go low. Inbound to Haverkamp. Touch pass to Dieters, far side corner. So drive in the lane, middle. She's blocked and fouled at the same time. That one's going to go against Byer. Her first, second team. So I had the total wrong there. Two against Centralia and 2 against Lynn now. Free throws coming for Theaters. That one left a little bit too strong. Theaters only a 52.2% free throw shooter despite being a 40% shooter from overall. Also shooting 31.4% from beyond the arc of the season. She goes 0-for-2 this time with a trip. 45 seconds left now for Lynn. Bounce pass near side wing. Wirtz bounces back to the top of the key for Moeller. Far side wing for Byer. She drives baseline. Has an open lane. This is the shot. Offensive rebound, though, for Moeller. Trying to kick it up top and almost threw it past her target, Wirtz, but she holds it in with one hand. Dieters sticks her hand out and gets a hand on it and gets a jump ball. And she poked it free from Morgan Wirtz, a sophomore. Possession arrow favors the home team. And Wells will check back in for Centralia and for Tori Kuckelman, the junior. Beaters to bring it up with now 20 seconds left. And she signals the play, tapping the top of her head. 15 seconds, gets past her defender, stops 15 feet out, now goes to the middle, kicks it. Short-range mid-range jumper, that one no good. Now a chance for Lynn with 5 seconds left. Bringing it up, far side wing, driving baseline. Wirtz, almost like she drives her back foot, but they're not going to call it. And she lays it in. So Wirtz gets away with a travel. And Lynn with a opening statement in this first quarter, leading 15-8. Let's step aside for a minute here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
15-8, our score is Lynn leads at Centralia. We're back underway as the Bulldogs have the ball right out of the gate. Megan Byer, 2 points in that first quarter. She has it. Start out with far pass, far side corner for Bott. She fires away a three. That one's no good. Long rebound for Jaden Wells. Abraham brings it up. She had four in the opening quarter. So did Dieters, and she has it in the short corner, far side, and she's bumped on the floor. And foul picked up by the Bulldogs. That one's going against Megan Byer. That is her second personal foul. Far pass to Haverkamp. The top of the key for Kramer. Now near side wing for Dieters. She drives back, looking for a step back, and she'll hand it back to Kramer. Kramer, shot on the run, off the dribble, no good. Long rebound for Beichmann. Beichmann, a good rebounder for this Bulldogs team, is bringing it up is Byer. She'll drive and kick to Bott. Bott pulls up off the dribble. That one's no good. Offensive rebound, Beichmann puts it back and scores. Beichmann now has six. And it's 17-8, Bulldogs. Facing a rare deficit at home for Centralia. Far side corner. Thompson almost traveled. She passed it inside to Dieters, and she shoved from behind. And is that Byers' third personal? Looks like it might be. It is. That is her third personal foul. So for sure he's done. She's done for the half at least. We'll see when they let her come back into the game as Kelsey Muller comes back in. Down top of the key. Kramer. Dieters comes off a screen to catch the pass top of the key and puts it on the floor. From the fire off the dribble as her defender backs off. That one just a little too strong. Rebound is loose. Thompson picks it up. And a jump ball is there too with Morgan Wirtz, the sophomore for Lynn. And it'll stay with the Panthers with the possession arrow in their favor. 6:46 left to go. Second quarter, 17-8. Lynn leading Centralia. Inbound goes to Haverkamp. Top of the key for Thompson. She's left alone. Give it to Dieters. Far side wing. Pass fake. Drives middle. Pulls up. Open a footer. That one no good. Off the dribble. Rebound for Wirtz. She'll keep it herself. Push it. Up tempo. Defended by Dieters now. Good defense from the sophomore. Gives it up to Muller. Far side wing for Bott. Top of the key now. Beichmann gives it up near side wing for three. No good words, missing everything but an offensive rebound. And now Beichmann pulls up from 13 feet after the one pass. No good. Rebound for Dieters. That one just a little bit too strong for the senior from Lynn. Far side corner three now for the Panthers. That one's just a little bit too strong for Wells, but an offensive rebound underneath the basket. Putback is no good by Kramer. And now a jump ball on the second try. Now the possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. Trevor Kuhlman, the head coach for Lynn, calling out the play, inbound, and a foul on the inbound. It'll go against Tatum Kramer. She tried to make the steal. It's a good pass by Wirtz, or excuse me, two Wirtz, from Beichmann. That's her first personal in team foul number three. Wirtz brings it up, the right side, trying to fend off Kramer once again. She'll give it up to Muller. Long pass down low over the head of Beichmann by Huerta. She turns it over. And Centralia will get the ball out of the break. Dieters will bring it up. Heavy pressure applied by Wirtz now. Wanted to give a taste of their own medicine as Lynn falls into a 2-3 zone. Trying to go middle was Kramer. Couldn't find an opening, so she reverses it around the perimeter. Low jumper, Haverkamp off the dribble is no good from 8 feet out, but she's fouled going up. Another foul against Lynn. That is their fourth team foul. And that one's going to go against Wirtz. That is her first personal. So Haverkamp with a couple free throws coming up for Centralia. Personal on the way. That one rattles out. No good. Tuckelman back in the game for the Panthers. And Jaden Wells will come to the bench. Australia trying to stay perfect in league play. 3-0 so far. Free throw on the way. That one is good. So Haverkamp goes 1-for-2. She has 5, and it's now 17-9. First point of this quarter for the Panthers. A close catch, and Bikeman's blocked from behind by Kramer. Good defense, but a whistle and a foul, I believe, against Peters on the rebound. And it is. Trying to make sure Huerta doesn't get to it. That's going to be her first personal, team foul number 4. Bounce out of the key, lob, high post, Huckleman turns, fires, no good, as she was turning to her left and falling away from the shot. Now another foul is going to be called against Australia on the rebound again. No, actually, it's going to be against Huerta. That is only her first personal. So 5:05 left to go, second quarter, 17-9, Lynn leading at Centralia. Lynn applying some pressure before half court. Passing it ahead to Huckleman is Peters. High post catch for Kramer. Kramer drives. Right side. Shot up. Good. Off the dribble for Tatum Kramer. Kramer has her first basket of the day. North side wing catch for Botts. Top of the key. All four works. Near side from Muller. Three ball on the way. That one from the far wing is good. 4-3 for Sophia Botts. Her first points of the day. It's now 20-11. Peters from the near side corner, past the top of the key. Huckleman passes inside. Thompson goes to work, fading away. She's fouled. And Huerta saying that was all ball, and I think it was for her, but was... No, they're going to say it was against Huerta. I'm not quite sure about that call, but that's going to be the seventh team foul. And her second personal. Thompson a pair of free throws, and that one left short. 4:20 left to go, second quarter. So Huerta comes to the bench, and Thalman, the senior, checking in for the Bulldogs. Second free throw on the way. That one is good. So Thompson has her first points of the game. It's now 20-12. So Wirtz brings it up for Lynn. Defended by Kramer, and a backdoor pass is too far wide of her target and goes out of bounds. So short-lived possession for the Bulldogs, trying to stop this Centralia run. The timeout is called. This is a 30-second timeout. Let's go ahead and keep it here as we take a look at some of the games going on around our area tonight. Clifton Clyde and Axel, a big one. Battle of the Eagles, those two near the top of the standings on the boys' side of things. As for the girls, not quite so fortunate this season for Axel. Clifton Clyde is, though, 7-0 on the season and ranked number 4 in the state. Other games in the TVL, that includes Wetmore at Blue Valley Randolph, also at Valley Heights at Troy, Frankfort at Hanover, Onega is hosting Flint Hills Christian, Washington County at Donovan West, and then the game, of course, we have here tonight. All the action going on across the TVL. 4:09 left to go, second quarter. Lynn 20, Centralia 12. You're from Centralia. Panthers trying to get some momentum offensively. They've been getting some stops on defense here as of late, but offense not been quite as fortunate. Leaders maneuvering through traffic, gives it up, far side block. Kramer's foul going up, she'll get two free throws. Lynn very physical here in the second quarter. They now have 8 fouls as a team with still half of the second quarter left to go. As that foul picked up by Bott, that is her first personal. Personal on the way, and that one too strong. Centralia in the sub-state standings is a half game back of Burlingame. They are 6-1, and they are in the rankings as well. Number 7, right behind them. That one is good. So 1-for-2 for Kramer. She has 3 points on the game. It's 20-13. Also, Centralia game up on Donovan West in sub-state standings. Top of the key catch for Moeller. 3-pointer on the way. That one no good from Bott. Rebound for Centralia. That was, I believe, Kuckelman who pulled that one down. Haverkamp driving and kicking. Far side corner. I think that was the long two. It's no good either way as Wells misses it. Long rebound near side corner. And out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. And diving on the floor for the ball. Good hustle that time by Sophia Bott, the senior. 3:28 now left to go. Second quarter. 20-13. Trelia trailing. With the ball. Catch top of the key for Kuckelman. And it back to Peters from the logo. Goes to her right. And it off to Haverkamp. Bobbles it. Almost looking like a travel, but she didn't have possession. Three ball on the way. That one way short. And sports out of bounds. Ball was not touched after it hit the rim. It's out of bounds to the Bulldogs. Kuckelman off the miss. Works once again running points. And so right, bounce pass to the wing for Moeller. Cross-court pass, top of the key for Bott. She gives it back to Moeller. Bott pass is too high, looking for Thalman inside. And it's turned over. 2:55 to go. And whistle on a foul. That's going to be against Moeller. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 9, so that's 1-1 free throws coming up. So she'll come to the bench. One of one free throws for Haverkamp on the way. That one is good. So she'll get another. Made one earlier. She has 6 points. Leads the team in scoring at the moment. Trying to get within 5 right here. On the way. And it's good. Now 20-15. 2:53 left to go, second quarter. Horts across half court, Centralia not really applying much pressure as they fall to a zone here. Far side corner, this is Hope Beichman in the game. She'll drive baseline, shut up, floater, that one's good. Hope Beichman is a junior. Her sister, a senior. Also Cameron Beichman as well, she's a sophomore on the roster as well. Nice one-handed pass by Dieters. 3 on the way, no good. Left it short by Kuckelman, and it goes out of bounds. Australia's had good looks from beyond the arc, but they just haven't been able to get them to fall tonight. They have not made a three-pointer all game long. It's now 22-15 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Wirtz crosses over to go back to her left. Gives it up to Bott. Hope Beichman drives baseline again, looking for the same thing. Instead, she gives it up to Ella Thalman. Top of the keys for Wirtz. Good defensive possession so far by Centralia. Now it looks like an illegal screen. It is, as she collided with Dieters. Thalman was not happy with the call. Talks to her coach about it. Oh, correction. That was Beichman who committed the personal. So that is her first. Team foul number 10, but since it's an offensive foul, of course, no free throws. Peters across half court. Your side wing, down to the corner for Thompson. Cross court pass, Peters. Long three on the way. That one missing everything. And now a chance, a long rebound going the other way. Wirtz, and it's stripped by Dieters. Fantastic play by the sophomore to push it up ahead. Nice one-handed pass, shut up, no good, but foul with Thompson. Beautiful touch pass by Tatum Kramer. And with 1:31 left to go, two free throws are coming up. That is team foul number 11 and the second personal against Sophia Bott. So now 4 players of 2 or more fouls for Lynn. First free throw on the way for Thompson. That one rattles out. Centralia's struggles from the free throw line continues. If they would have, they have more misses than their deficit right now. Now sits at 7. Second free throw on the way. That one is good. So she has 2 points off of 2 free throws. It's 22-16 with 1.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Sports brings it up on Kramer. Moves to her right. It's a screen from Beichmann. Bounce pass to Hope Beichmann. They deflect it out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. Lynn is trying to keep the defense up here. Centralia is trying to keep the defense up here. Inbound to Boss. From Boss. As Thalman is fouled from behind. Team foul number 5 against the Panthers. Huckleman checking in for Wells, who committed the personal foul. That is her second personal. Lobbing it up for Beichmann. The catch and the shot is good. For Beichmann again, she has 2 field goals in each quarter. She has 8 points. It's now 24-16, once again a 3-possession game. Near side corner catch from Thompson, driving baseline. She's triple teamed, so she gets it out of there to Dieter. Step back, thought about the 3, gives it right back to Thompson. And the Haverkamp, far side wing, now in the corner. Tuckelman has it. Kramer working in the interior. Tried to pass it to her, couldn't find her, so she gives it back to Tuckelman. Lob down low, deflected. Looking for Dieters and stolen away by Hope Beichmann. She'll clear it out of there, and Bob will look to push. Have a 4-on-3 for the moment, bounce pass. And Thalman kicks it out to Hope Beichmann, long 2 on the way. No, they're going to say it was a 3. Her foot was on the line, but they called it a 3. So Lynn gets a break with 30 seconds left in the quarter, 27-16. Driving baseline, now getting it out of there is Dieters. That was Huckleman trying to drive it. Give it back to her, far side corner. Hand it back to Dieters. Drives middle on the run, shot no good, ball tipped up. An offensive rebound by Kramer, surrounded by Bulldogs, and she'll try to outlet it, but it's stolen away. 8 seconds left, the ball is loose, and a foul is going to be called on Centralia, as they didn't get back on defense. Just 6.2 seconds left. That one's going to go against Haverkamp. He's on number 6 for first. Here's the inbound to Wirtz. Beyond half court, 3 seconds. 3 ball on the way by Bott from the near side wing. No good. And Thalman can't get a shot up in time. That is how the first quarter, first half, comes to a close. 27-16. Lynn with a nice sizable lead after 2 periods of play. Let's step aside for a break. Lever Wilson Motors and Tires halftime show coming up in just a moment here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your 4-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost 4-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:00. Noon.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Now time for your Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. Our score at the break, Lynn leading at Centralia 27-16. Let's now take a look at your stats from the first half. First for the Panthers, leading the way in scoring with 7 points is Lena Haverkamp. 4 points for Owen Dieters, 3 points for Tatum Kramer, and 2 points for Core Thompson. As for Lynn, Marcela Huerta leads the team in scoring. Actually, bigger part, she's second, but she does have 8 points, though, for Claire Beichman on 4 2-point field goal makes. 5 points for Hope Beichman, as she made a three that, even though her foot was on the line, they called it a three-pointer. A three-point basket as well for Sophia Bott. That's what she has. Also, 2 points apiece for Megan Beyer and Morgan Wirtz. So it's been all Lynn so far, as their defense really stepped up and not let Centralia's offense get into a groove. And they have just been able to cruise through this first half with some baskets inside by Huerta. Even when she came out of the game, Claire Beichman stepped up in the paint, and she knocked down some big shots as well. And Ella Thalman also on defense made some nice plays as well for the Bulldogs. For Centralia, Owen Dieters got off to a good start. She had a couple baskets in the first few minutes of the first quarter, but then she wasn't able to get anything going after that, as her point total stayed at 4. Alina Haverkamp had some opportunities as well early in the game, but she made some free throws in the second quarter, but she was stymied in the second quarter, in which the Panthers only had one field goal make in that entire frame, with 2 points coming off of field goal points and the rest 6 coming off of free throws. So Centralia's offense obviously needing to step up big time in the second half. They want to get past Lynn and survive at home and stay unbeaten in TVL play. As we take a look at those TVL standings once again, with Centralia, Frankfort, Clifton, Clyde all tied for second in the league at 3-0, half game back of Hanover at 4-0, who defeated these Lynn Bulldogs on Tuesday by a pretty good amount. Jonathan West is a half game back of those three teams at 3-1 in league play. Lynn is a half game back of that. They are 2-1, a game and a half out of first. Axel is 2 games out of first in solo seventh at 2-2. They have 2 teams tied in 8th place, with Valley Heights and Troy at 2.5 games back at 1-2 on the TVL season. Washington County is 2.5 games back. They are 0-2 in solo 10th place. Onega, Wetmore, Blue Valley also all winless as of right now in a TVL play, with Onega 0-3, Wetmore 0-4, and Blue Valley 0-5. Failed to mention the sub-state standings for Lynn's sub-state, which will be at Axtell. Hanover is currently in first at 6-0. 2 games back of them, of course, is Lynn, tied with Axtell. Pike Valley, a long ways away, they are 4 games out at 1-3. And Wetmore, they are 6.5 games out as they are 0-7. So we'll see how all those sub-states unfold. That's a little ways away, still about 2 months away from sub-state play. A little bit less than 2 months, but still got a ways to go until then. Taking a look at the standings, or excuse me, the rankings, beg your pardon, for 181. Little River is number 1 in the state at 7-0. Osborne is number 2 in the state at 6-0. Pretty Prairie is at 7-0. Number 3 is Clifton Clyde, checking in at number 4 at 7-0. Madison Hamilton is also 7-0 at number 5. Centralia is number 6 at 5-1. With Burlingame, they are 6-1 at number 7 in the state. Springfield is number 8 in the state at 7-0. Hodgman County is number 9 in the state. They are 6-1. And Central Plains is number 10 at 4-2. In Class 182, Hanover, still number 1 in the state at 6-0. Lebo is number 2 at 7-0. Hutchison, Central Christian is 5-1. And how about Ashland? They are number 4 despite being 3-3. Of course, these rankings coming out all the way back to December 20, so Ashland will probably slip a little bit, if not fall out of the rankings. Attica is number 5 at 6-1. Golden Plains is number 6 at 5-2. Thunder Ridge, number 7 in the state at 4-2. Buckland is number 8 in the state at 4-2. Wilson is number 9 in the state, even though they are 6-0 in Lynn. They are number 10 in the state at 4-2. So, again, a ranked versus ranked matchup here in Centralia. Let's step aside for a couple of minutes. We have our second half coming up here in just a little bit. Listening to your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. You want the best, you got to get out of town. Here on 92.1 KMGA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we try to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2023, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Gansaland Radio.
Getting the second half underway here from Centralia. The Panthers losing at home 27-16 against Lynn here on our game of the week. Brought to you by Peru State College. Starters for Centralia, once again, Lena Haber-Camp, Jaden Wells, Tatum Kramer, Owen Peters, Cora Thompson for Lynn, Marcela Huerta, Sophia Botts, Megan Beyer, Morgan Wirtz, and Claire Beichmann. Keeping out on Megan Beyer, she has three personal fouls already with Huerta, Botts, and Mueller, all with two personal fouls as well. By the way, apologize, I was pronouncing her name wrong in that first half. Kelsey Mueller. So Centralia gets the ball out of the break. And we are back underway. Panthers trying to eat into this three-possession deficit. Haber-Camp brings it up. Goes to her left. On Wirtz. Gives it up for Kramer. Goes to her right. To Peters. Entry pass to Thompson underneath the basket. Fading away. No good from about 2 feet, but it's a tough shot. As mentioned, she was fading away. Rebound for Boss. Up ahead for Wirtz, near side wing catch. Goes to the middle of the court. Going to find an open teammate. She now clears out Beyer. Bounce pass, high post. Huerta lobs it down low. Shot up for Beichmann is good. The senior, Claire Beichmann, with the first points of the second half. It's now 29-16. Far side for Dieters. Nice pass. The high post shot of no good by Kramer. And unable to grab the rebound was Sophia Boss. By the way, my math was off there. Four possession deficit going into the half. And Dieters banks it off of Beichmann's back. Goes up and she fouled. Every once in a while that'll work. She inbounded off of the senior's back. Grabbed it. Tried to lay it up. And she got hacked. So that foul. Be number one against Lynn in the half. And as for Beichmann, that is her second personal. First free throw is good for Dieters. Mentioned team has struggled from the free throw line here tonight, but Dieters, after going 0 for 2, makes her first one. So Beichmann is fifth Bulldog with two or more personal fouls as the second free throw is good as well. She now has 6 points, her first points since the first quarter. It's 29-18. You know, awkward bounce pass. She threw it down, kind of almost spiked it, and it's stolen away. Peters on the fast break. Nice Euro move. Missed it. Bought on the rebound. Missed opportunity for Centralia. Missed some opportunities in the first half on fast breaks. Now Huerta with a catch. That one's no good from the near side block. And a rebound picked up by Thompson. Whistle on a jump ball. That will stay with Lynn. Weichmann to pass it in. Kind of an interesting formation. A three-man stack from the near side wing as the ball is caught by Botts. So pass it near side wing to Wirtz. Gives up a dribble, bounce pass to Weichmann, getting out of trouble. And Weichmann not happy. Your team not in good formation here. As Huerta comes up to the top of the key to make a catch. Throws it back way too fast for how close she was. But Wirtz able to make the catch. Huerta pass near side for Wirtz. So cutting Weichmann inside, and she jammed her finger trying to make the catch. It goes out of bounds, and it'll go to Centralia. Kind of a longer possession for the Bulldogs. The Panthers defense able to take a stand with 6:20 left to go in the third quarter, trailing by 11. Peters, high post catch for Kramer, pass near side wing. Heberkamp fires away the three. That one no good. They haven't made a three yet today. Long rebound, and Dieters able to throw it off of Boss, who ran over to the ball and didn't touch it, but Dieters threw it off of Bott, so they'll get the ball. Centralia only one field goal make since the first quarter. They got 6 points off of free throws in the second quarter. They have 2 points off of free throws here in the third quarter. Just not a great shooting night for the Panthers so far. They can change that around right here with a shot. No good. It is good. I beg your pardon. Goodness. That one good from Jaden Wells from just beyond the free throw line. Wells now with her first basket of the game and their first field goal make, second field goal make since the first quarter, is down 29-20. Three ball on the way, straight away. That one's no good off the left side. Falls to the right side of the rim and pulled down by Haberkamp. She'll look to push it herself. The far side wing. Pass to the near side corner. Open long two on the way. That one left a little bit short by Wells. And a rebound called in by Beyer, and she's fouled. Like three Panthers are trying to all reach in. I think she was kind of throwing elbows a little bit, just trying to get some space. As the foul is going to go against Haberkamp, that is her second. He's on number one. Trying to hand it off is Beyer, but she can't get it to Bott, so she gives it to the far side wing and gets it right back. So Bott from the near side wing. She'll hand it off to Beyer, top of the key. 5:10 left to go, third quarter. Huerta posting up. Near side block, they'll give it to her. Going to her, shot up, no good, over Wells. Loose ball, picked up by Weichmann, long two on the way, is good. 17-footer, that was a tough shot. She now has 2 field goals in every single quarter. She has 12 points on the night, 31-20. Near side, thought about the three, Dieters in the corner, drives middle, and whistle on to travel. Lynn gets a stop, a chance to need to expand their lead. The largest it's been was 13 at the beginning of this third quarter. The Beyer dribbles to the near side wing and gives up her dribble, defended by Haberkamp, past the high post. Weichmann backing down her defender, Thompson, shot no good off the left side of the rim, whistle the foul against the Bulldogs. I think that's against Mueller, and it is. It's her third, second team foul. So Mueller will come to the bench. Morgan Wirtz checking back in. Peters to bring it up. To Haberkamp, cross half court, and gets it right back. A little bit of pressure applied near half court. Three ball on the way. That one's no good from Wells, with a long rebound by Thompson, and she travels on the far side block. Good defense by Megan Beyer, not giving up on the play. And the Bulldogs are awarded with the basketball. 4:15 left to go, third quarter, 31-20. Lynn leading here in Centralia. Beyer, good defense by Haberkamp against her. She gives up a dribble, gives it up, top of the key to Weichmann. Near side wing for Bott, and Dieters ties it up. Tried to rip it through, but Dieters just put her hands out and put the ball right into her hands. Dieters will bring it up for Centralia, cross half court on the far side. To the corner, gives her a dribble, and she's defended by a double team. Pass is deflected and taken away. And Dieter's able to poke it from behind against Beyer. And will stay with Lynn. Lynn is doing exactly what they need to here in this third quarter. And as a result, they've been able to hold on to this sizable lead. 3:47 left, timeout called. And we'll take it to break. 30 seconds, and we'll be back here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, here on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
3:47 left to go here in quarter number three. Jared Scully back with you from Centralia as the Panthers trail Lynn 31-20. Lynn ranked number 10 in class 182. Centralia ranked number 6 in 181. Bulldogs, I'm sure, would, well, I guess, not necessarily get a boost in the rankings after losing to Hanover on Tuesday, but you would think, even though you lose to the number one team in the state, you get a win against the top 10 team in 181, they would likely stay or even move up in the rankings. And the inbound to Bikeman, and she scores. That inbound pass is all the way near half court. Fantastic pass by Beyer. Bikeman now has 14 points. It's 33-20, tied for the largest lead of the day. Lynn in their 2-3 zone, trying to force Centralia to shoot from the perimeter, which they have not made a perimeter shot yet today. Kaper Camp dribbles to the far side wing, gives it up. Dieters top of the key, high post catch. Kramer turns and looks, gives it back to Dieters. Right about the near side, three, set drives, pulls up. 8-footer, good. Dieters with their first field goal since the first quarter. And she now has 8 points. High post catch, Bikeman now to the far side wing for Bosch. 3 minutes now left to go. Wirtz, crossover dribble, pull up, jumper. That one no good from 7 feet. Huerta gets the offensive rebound and she's held. Second team foul. See this one is against. They go against Kramer. As their second. Clock stops with 2:58 remaining in quarter number three. Lynn looking to respond after Centralia scoring last possession, excuse me. Inbound pass, almost a foul against Dieters, but caught by Bott, drives in the lane, gets past Dieters, he's fouled, and one! Got hit on the way down. So an and one for Sophia Bott. Chance to get their largest lead of the day. Bott, their leading scorer, not having her best night. She now has 5 points after that make, but a big-time basket there. 13.5 points per game coming into the contest. That foul is picked up by Kuckelman, her first, as the free throw is no good. Rebound by Kramer. To Haverkamp, hands off to Dieters, top of the key, drives right side, jump stop, pull out a jumper, no good, but she's fouled. Dieters trying to take the game over here. Can't blame her for doing that. By far, Centralia's leading scorer, 19.3 points per game. She averaged 15 a game a year ago in a freshman season as the first one is up and good. Dieters was perfect 2-for-2 her last time from the charity stripe before going 0-for-2 in her first trip back in the first quarter. That foul goes against Bott. That is her third, team foul number three, as that free throw is good as well. And Dieters continues to make her free throws here in this period. She has 8 now. It's 35-24. Back and forth between 11 and 13-point leads for Lynn. They get the ball back, trying to score once again. Bott pulls up, 15-footer, far side short corner is good. Sophia Bott has found her stroke here in this third quarter. She's got 7. It's back to a 13-point lead for the Bulldogs. Nice spin move by Haverkamp, kicks it out. Dieters, 3-ball straight away. Good. They're trading tit for tat here in this third as Dieters has also found her stride. Offense is starting to come along. 37-27, long pass for Bikeman. Far side in the paint, and it's taken away by Dieters. The sophomore for Centralia takes it away with 2 minutes left. His place to come alive here. In the lane, shut up, and that is good on the finger roll. And timeout for Lynn. 11 points in the third quarter for Owen Dieters. She has 15, and the deficit now cut down to 8. We'll take a break with 1:57 left in the third quarter. You're on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia roaring back into this one. Our score is now 37-29, thanks to Owen Dieter scoring 11 points in the third quarter. She has 15. And now Lynn with the ball out of the break, trying to respond. As the number 16 in class 181, the Centralia Panthers are right back in this one. Lead got to as big as 14. It's down to 8. We're back underway. It's Beyer bringing the ball up. So there's a lot of basketball left. They've still got another full quarter to play. Here's side wing catch for Bott. Jump stops from 15 feet out. Looking for someone to get open for. Now she gives it to the top of the key for Beyer. On dribble, pass to Stallman, kicks it out, through the ball on the way for Bott. On the way, up and short, rebound for Kuckelman. She'll give it to Dieters. Super sophomore, now retreats to the Centralia logo at midcourt, goes to her left. There's a near side corner. Kuckelman gives it back to Dieters to the wing. Dribbles to the baseline, stop the short corner, gives up a dribble, lob pass, gives it to Haberkamp. Isabel Haberkamp also in the game as well in the post for the Panthers. High post catch for Haberkamp. Lena Haberkamp, that one too strong that time, and stripped by Dieters, and Kuckelman with a steal. Dieters, shut up, no good, but she fouled. More free throws coming up for Dieters. 1 minute left to go. That one goes against Claire Beichmann. That is her third team foul, number 4. Free throw on the way and good. She is 5 for 5 from the free throw line in the quarter. Kate Wells checking in. Kenan Kramer also back in the game. And that one is good. She has 17 now, again, 13 points in the quarter for Owen Dieters. And it's 37-31, a two-possession game with 53 seconds left in the third. Bott has it, far side wing. Now top of the key, catch for Beyer. Bounce pass to Wirtz. So retreat to the top of the key. Bounce pass to the near side wing now for Kramer. Drives baseline side, for Beyer. And Beyer dribbles out of bounds. Good defense for Centralia. And all the momentum is on the Panthers' side here. And so maybe get down to the last shot. We'll see what they do. And likes to apply pressure near half court as Dieters dribbles into it. Goes up to the far side wing. Potato Kramer. Rush will pass near side wing to Dieters. Looks on against Lynn's 2-3 zone. Nice catch inside for Haberkamp. Shot up by her. Haberkamp no good, but she's fouled. More free throws coming up. That's kind of been what Centralia's been doing here in these middle quarters. Panthers got 6 of their 8 points in the second off of free throws. And 6 points of free throws all by Owen Dieters here in this quarter as well. 20.3 seconds left. First free throw on the way, and that one is good for Elena Haberkamp. She has made now 4 free throws on the game. She has 8. The Wells goes back to the bench. As Isabel Haberkamp checks back in. 37-32. Second free throw on the way, and Lena Haberkamp goes 2 for 2. It's now 37-33. Again, 20.3 seconds left for Lynn. See if they want the final shot here, as now Lena Haberkamp exits for this final defensive possession. They're going to go 2-3 zone here. Beyer will walk the ball up, now passes it ahead to Bott. 10 seconds now left. Cross-court pass. Near side is picked by Dieters, but gained by Bott. 6 seconds left, and it's stripped away by Dieters. 4 seconds left in the backcourt. Pass up ahead with 1 second left, and half-court is blocked. Half-court shot, by Beichmann. He got the rejection. But we got a good fourth quarter coming up. Only 10 points scored by the Bulldogs in that period. And as for the Panthers, they are able to put up an impressive 17 points in that frame. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Let's step aside for just 30 seconds, though. Our score, once again, is Lynn 37, leading on the road at Centralia, who has 33 points here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Kansaland Radio.
They go to the fourth. 37-33. Centralia has got their deficit down to four. And Lynn has the ball out of the break. In trouble is Byers. Able to find Huerta, who's back in the game. Missed most of that back end of the third quarter. Here's a handoff from Bott. Back to Byer. Bounce pass goes to Thalman. Now to Huerta. Top of the key. Near side wing catch. Once again for Byer. Top of the wing catch, Bott, wide open for three. That one a little too strong. Long rebound for Dieters. Three-on-one fast break. Lena Haverkamp is going to put up the shot. That one's no good from the near side. Loose ball picked up by Thompson. Thompson is fouled going up. More free throws for the Panthers. Those just joining us, Owen Dieters, who have been virtually shut out for most of the game. She had 13 points in the third quarter. She has 17 on the game now. So here's the freshman, Court Thompson. First free throw on the way is good. After missed opportunities and missed free throws in the first half, they've been able to capitalize here in the back half of the third. And they are 1-for-1 in free throws in the fourth. Second one on the way for the freshman. That one rolls off left side, no good. Ball tipped by Dieters out of bounds. They'll go to Lynn. 7:19 left to go in the game. 37-34. Centralia has the lead cut down to three. Bulldogs trying to respond. Both teams went back and forth for a while, but then Lynn's offense went cold, and Centralia's offense continued to stay hot. And Byer lost the handle, but picked it back up. Defended heavily by Haverkamp the full way. Lob pass into Huerta underneath the basket. And Dieter's trying to reach in, and they're going to call a foul. It's against Dieter's, though. Couple of defenders in the area, but they are going to say it is against Dieters. That is only her second personal foul, though. Team foul number four. Lob pass to Huerta, middle of the paint, and trying to rip it away from a couple of defenders. And she's trying to get it out of there now, and whistle, and 3 seconds in the paint against Huerta. She caught it up high, but she brought it down to her chest, and then as soon as she did that, a couple of defenders for Panthers swarmed to the ball like a bunch of flies to honey. 6:59 now left to go. Timeout called by head coach Trevor Kuhlman of Lynn. And we'll take a 30-second timeout. 37-34, Lynn hanging on to a one-possession lead here from Centralia. You're on your game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
37-34, now our score here from Centralia. Lynn hanging on by a thread to a three-point lead with 6:59 left to go. They've been leading it all game. They're out to a hot start in the first quarter up until about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Centralia came roaring back thanks to a 13-point effort in the third quarter from Owen Dieters. And they have a chance to possibly tie it here as they have the ball out of the break. Dieters brings it up for the Panthers. Pass near side wing. This is Kramer with it. Puts on the floor once. Lob pass to the far side for Dieters. Thought about the three. Step back. Thought about it again. Here's Haverkamp. Open three. Far side corner. Left a little bit short. But an offensive rebound by Kramer. Gets it out to Dieters. Lynn still playing in that 2-3 zone. One three-pointer has fallen all night for Centralia. Far side corner catch for Thompson. Get it out of there. And three-pointer on the way for Dieters. It's good, and we are tied. Owen Dieters has 20 points, and it's 37-37. Lynn's lead was as great as 14, and now they'll try to respond and get the lead right back. See if they can do it. Fought with the ball. It was through a right lob inside to Huerta, and she fumbles the pass out of bounds, and it'll go to Centralia. Everything going in the way of the Panthers. Now Dieters telling her team to settle down a bit. Don't play with too much emotion. Ride the high, but be calm. Haverkamp pass near side corner. Lob pass inside to Kramer. Turns, fires. Rejected out of there by Huerta. Rebound goes to Thalman. Big time play by the forward for the Bulldogs. Sophomore comes up on defense. She'll make the catch top of the key. Pass near side wing. This is Beyer once again. Bounce pass. Spot now on about the long two for Wirtz. She drives, trying to find Huerta, but she wasn't there. She got a little bit too into the moment there. She got into the paint. She tried to pass it to somebody who just wasn't there. So 5:38 left to go in the game. We are still tied 37-37 as Kuckelman comes back into the game for the Panthers and for Cora Thompson. The freshman will get some time to get her breath back. Sits to the right of former head coach Roger Holdhouse. Near side wing catch for Haverkamp. Dribbles to the corner. To the top of the key. Pass for Dieters is partially deflected into the backcourt. Now we got a 5-on-4 for Centralia as Wirtz tried to come up with a steal. Drive to the right. Dieters is fouled by him. Quinton lays it in 1. Big-time players make big-time plays as Huerta commits her third personal foul, team foul number 7. And she'll try to finish off the three-point play. It's good. 23 points for Owen Dieters. And that's after having only 4 first-half points. And here is Beyer driving. She lost it. Haverkamp with a steal. Lena Haverkamp brings it up herself. So give it to Dieters, far side wing. Pass to the near side corner, long two on the way. That one is no good from Jaden Wells. Rebound by Huerta. The whistle and a foul on the rebound. And is that against Dieters to try to immediately go in and try to take it away from Huerta? It is. It was a good effort, and I didn't see a whole lot of contact by Dieters. She just stuck her hands in, trying to take it away from Huerta. So that's the third personal foul against Dieters. 4:50 now left to go as now Dieters will come to the bench and head coach Dusty Thompson telling Owen Dieters why that was a foul. First year head coach for Centralia doing a bang up job with Holdhouse still on the bench. 4:33 now left to go. Lynn with the ball. Wirtz will drive right side. Pull up. Off the dribble. No good. Huerta has there for the rebound and she lays it in. That's her first make since all the way back in the first quarter. She has 9. And it's 40-39. Centralia with the lead. And head coach Dusty Thompson is going to go ahead and take a timeout. And we'll go ahead and take one as well. Step aside for 30 seconds. Panthers up by 1. 4:17 left to go here on your Game of the Week. Brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, we're back. Centralia has a lead, 40-39. as they lead the Lynn Bulldogs 4:17 left to go in the game. Panthers with the ball out of the break. Coach Thompson wanting to talk things over here. Sort of slow things down a little bit with a little less than, a little more than 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Kuckelman, far side corner, gives it up to Kramer, lobbing down low for Dieters, working the post. He makes the catch, far side block. Couple defenders, shut up. No good. Rebound by Huerta. Good job by the sophomore forward for Lynn. A left pass goes to Beyer, brings it across half court. Now she'll give it up to Wirtz. Bounce pass. Beyer has the lane to drive baseline. Shut up, and she's fouled, and a blocking foul. No good on the shot, but she gets two free throws. So that one will go against Cora Thompson. That is her second. Team foul number six. Go teams in the single bonus now. Seven fouls charged against Lynn. Down for Beyer, going to the far side corner from the near side. To Wirtz, give it to Bott. Free ball straight away. Bott! Big time three-pointer by Sophia Bott. Has been quiet for most of the night. Now it's 10, and it's 42-40. Lynn back in front. Near side corner, catch for Dieters. Just to go middle. Gives it top of the key for Kramer. Drives middle. Jump stop. Back to Dieters. Near side wing. Got about the three. Defender interface. That's Bott. Now retreats to the middle of the court. Now gives it to Kramer. 3:17 left to go. Far side corner. Haberkamp. Lena Haberkamp puts on the floor. Spins to the middle. Pull up jumper on the way. No good from 10 feet out. Offensive rebound by Dieters. She's triple teamed. Tries to give it to the opposite block, but stolen away. Bott gets the steal. Dieters defending full court. And Bott gets past her, stops at the top of the key, now gives up near side. Beyer, short corner, Wirtz gives it to Huerta. Near side, block good from 2 feet out for Marcella Huerta. 7 points in the first quarter, 4 points here in the fourth quarter. She has 11. Lynn's back up by four. A 5-0 run for the Bulldogs. Nice crossover dribble by Kramer. Far side corner for Kuckelman. And Dieters, with a head of steam, drives in the paint. And it's taken away by Huerta with a steal. Now a foul called against the Panthers. And that'll send Marcella Huerta to the free throw line. She has struggled from the free throw line here tonight. Huerta averaging 9.8 points per game and 8.7 rebounds per game. Has been a fantastic on offense on the end quarters. 2:33 left to play here. So here's the front end of the 1-1. On the way, and it's no good. Too strong. Long rebound picked up by Wirtz of Lynn. Dribble towards the baseline. She's defended heavily by Dieters, and a whistle and timeout called by Coach Kuhlman of the Bulldogs. Got a good one. It's going to go down to the wire, so don't go anywhere. We'll step aside. 4:30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
44-40. Lynn is back in front. A little 5-0 run they got going on here. They have the ball out of the break with 2:28 left to go. Game of the week was brought to you by Peru State College. As inbound by Beyer. Gets a box. Dribble to the middle of the court. Now we're free towards half court from the Panthers logo. Bounce pass. Far side wing to Wirtz. Moving to the top. The key to get it is Beichmann. Near side wing for Beyer. Bott, open three-pointer straight away. Short, long rebound, and a Bott is going to be picked, there's going to get a foul called against her as she pushed Dieters off. Good call by the official. Now we'll send Dieters to the free throw line. She will shoot 1-1 as that is team foul number 8 against the Bulldogs, and that is Bott's fourth personal foul. First Bulldog with 4 personal fouls with 2:12 left to go. Dieters has not missed a free throw since the first quarter. Here's the front end. It's good. Steps up so confidently, knocks him down. Eight of her 25 points have come off free throws. That one is good as well. She now has 25 points. It's 44-42. 2:05 left to go. Long pass from Huerta. Picked off by Dieter. She came from behind and nabbed it away from her. What a fantastic defensive play. Now trying to get away from a double team. Haverkamp, far side corner. Looking inside, gives it back to Dieters, and that ball is tipped away and stolen by Beyer. On the fast break, ball deflected by Dieters, but finds the hands of Horst, far side corner, and she'll have to slow it back. Going to the right side, bounce pass, Bott, near side wing. Steps to the baseline, gets away from pressure to work. Scribbles to the middle of the court. She gets bumped and fouled. As Thompson comes out of her way to defend the ball and picks up the personal. Not a smart play by the freshman that time. And shoot 1-1 free throws coming up. Oregon works 2 points on the day, all the way back in the first quarter. 8 fouls charged against Centralia. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Clutch free throw by the sophomore point guard, Morgan Works. She's got one more, making a 2-possession game once again. On the way. And good, 46-42. Now our score, Lynn in front with 1:35 remaining. Haverkamp brings it up for Centralia, dribbles to the near side. Hand it off to Dieters. Dieters defended by Works, now she backs off as they are starting to play in that continuing play in zone. Dieters gets it, cross-court pass, Haverkamp makes the catch, goes to the top of the key, back to Dieters. Head fakes. Fires away, double team three, off the right side, no good, rebound Huerta. Not a great shot by the sophomore that time. Hooker by the head, blocked down by Haverkamp, and Huerta pushed her down after she had that pass deflected. So Huerta picks up her fourth foul, and there will be free throws coming up for Lena Haverkamp. She'll have 1-1, as that is the 9th team foul. Trying to make this a one possession game again, all she's got to do is make this front end. Haverkamp's made 5 free throws here tonight. Free throw on the way. Good. She's got 10 now. 3 free throws in the second quarter, 2 in the third, now 1 in the fourth. Had 2 field goals in the first quarter and makes up her 10 points. And now I believe a technical foul has been called against Huerta. So that's going to be her 5th foul. She's going to be out of the game. That is if that's the call, which I believe it is. Oh, so it was not a technical foul. It was actually just an elbow during the free throw. So apologies for that. But either way, Huerta has fouled out of this game. She finishes with 11 points, and that is big because she is their leading rebounder and their third best scorer. She has been very good tonight, but they'll have to play the rest of the game without her with 1:04 remaining. So Haverkamp will shoot another one, trying to make this a 2-point game once again as our score, 46-43, Lynn leading Centralia. I guess it is a technical foul. Because now they're clearing everyone out for more free throws. A 1 free throw technical foul looks like. On the way, and it is good. So she's got one more, I believe. And a timeout is going to be called by Coach Thompson. So it is 46-44 with 1:04 left to go. Confusing little sequence there, but we continue after the break. 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Gansaland Radio.
46-44, Lynn leading at Centralia with 1:04 remaining. Jared, I'll be back with you. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College. And a little confusing exchange. We had a foul by Marcella Huerta. She was caught out of the game after an elbow on a 1-1 free throw shot. So it was a technical foul, I believe, is what the call was for Haberkamp. She made it, and now it looks like it's just going to be Centralia ball. So she won't get that extra free throw that I thought she might. The technical foul, free throw, and the ball. Here we go. Haberkamp gets it to Dieters, near side corner. Chance to tie or take the lead here with this possession. Jumps off in the paint. She slips. Right foot pulls up. Jumper. Good. Her right foot slid, but that was not her pivot foot. Lynn fans not happy. Centralia fans are. We are tied 46-46. Bounce pass. Blackman hands it off. Here's Wirtz. Hands it off, and a steal, not almost a steal. The push to screen. Haberkamp is loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball in favor of Centralia. Fantastic defensive play by the senior Lena Haberkamp for the Panthers, poking the ball free away from Megan Beyer. So 42.5 now left to go. Dieters can have the ball lobbed to her by Haberkamp to get the clock resumed. Cross half court. Crossover dribble. Gives it to Haberkamp. She's looking to drive. Now gives it back to Dieters. Thought about the three. Now crosses over. Pulls up jumper. 13-footer. Left is short. Long rebound. Gives it to Thalman. Hands it off. Beyer on the run. In transition. Doesn't have numbers. Top of the key for Beichmann, who's on the run, but she stops. Botch. Top of the key. Hands it off. Works. Dribbles to the middle. And she'll give it up near side to Beyer. Gets a screen. And timeout called by Lynn. Dieters almost stole that one away with 11.9 seconds left. This will be a full timeout, so we'll go and step aside for 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
11.9 seconds is all that is left in regulation. 46-46, it would have been a back and forth matchup since about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And Centralia was down by as much as 14, rallied all the way back, tied this thing up. Mainly thanks to Owen Dieters, who has scored most of the points here in this second half. She has 21 second half points. She scored 13 in the third quarter. And here we go. Lynn with the ball. Beyer gets it to Bott. Near side corner, lobs it inside for Beichmann. Open layup is good with 9 seconds left. Claire Beichmann didn't have a basket in this quarter. She had 14 going into the fourth, and a timeout is called with 7.5 seconds left. Wow. She has 16 now. 8 field goals made for the senior. Timeout was called, as mentioned. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. It is a full timeout, but it doesn't matter. Got some time to fill. Centralia and Lynn on the boys' side coming up here in just a little, previewing that one. Lynn looking for their first TBL win since the 2019-2020 season. As for Centralia, they are the number 2 team in the state in Class 1A D1 at 3-0 in league play, 6-0 on the regular season. Lynn, they're 0-3 in league play, 2-4 overall for the regular season. Bulldogs started with 2 wins at the beginning of the year and then have lost 4 straight. As for the Panthers, they have won against 2 or 1A opponents by at least 25 points in each of the 4 games they have played one of those opponents. Their other 2 wins were against 3A opponents, where they had a 3-point win at Nemaw Central and a 1-point win right here against Hiawatha. Back for the girls' game. 7.5 seconds left. Centralia down 48-46 with the ball out of this break. There's the whistle. Here's the inbound. We're back underway. Dieters rings it up. 5 seconds left. Here's the screen to get her open. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Pull up for the win. Too strong. And that is going to be it. Lynn holds on and defeats Centralia on the road, 48-46. What a finish here from Centralia. We'll step aside for our post-game coverage as the Bulldogs get a win on the road against Centralia. You hand them their first loss in TBL play. You're listening to our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and
7:30. Work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score on the girls' side of things. Lynn wins on the road at Centralia 48-46, thanks to a Claire Bikeman game-winning layup with 7.5 seconds left to go. What a fun one this was here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Let's take a look at your final totals from this first game, starting off with Centralia, 27 points for Owen Dieters, but unfortunately it was not enough for the Panthers. She had 23 of those in the second half with 13 in the third quarter. Also 11 points for Lena Haverkamp. She had 2 field goals in the first half and the rest are free throws. Also 3 points apiece for Tatum Kramer and Cora Thompson and 2 points for Jaden Wells. As for Lynn, they got 16 for Claire Bikeman, 11 from Marcela Huerta, who fouled out with about a minute and a half left to go. Sophia Bott had 10 points on the game, 5 points for Hope Weichman, 4 points for Morgan Wirtz, and 2 from Megan Beyer. Time now to herald our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. And got to give it to Claire Weichman. As mentioned, got the game winner, led the team in scoring. Pretty easy decision here, as she is your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. What a good one. Got the boys game coming up here in a few minutes. We'll go and send it back to the studio. Until then, once again, your final score for the girls' game. Lynn wins 48-46. Jared Sluffy signing off for now here on 92.1 KMZA.